Hi, this is Chris, with a quick message that we, due to the holiday weekend and scheduling conflicts, will not have a normal episode today. But no worries, our regular scheduled episode will be back tomorrow. But since I'm here, I thought I would, add a bit of context to this holiday weekend and a couple other American holidays as well. In last week's episode, I mixed up Labor Day and Memorial Day. I think too many people, including myself, these days have a sort of become, these holidays have become like a bookend, three-day weekend to the summer, right? So we start the summer with Memorial Day, we end it with Labor Day. Well, three-day weekends are nice, but it turns out that there's a lot more to these holidays than just three-day weekends. So I wanted to share a little bit of what I've learned over the last few days. First, Memorial Day. Specifically, it's a U.S. holiday, and it was originally called Decoration Day, which I thought was interesting because it was a way of decorating the graves of those soldiers who had fallen for the Civil War. This holiday started about a year after the Civil War ended. There was a General John A. Logan, and he called for a nationwide Day of Remembrance. Now, he called for this on May 30th of the year, and I don't know if it's legend or fact or whatever, but the 30th was important because there was no Civil War, major event that happened on the 30th, which it turned out these are pretty rare where there was not an anniversary of some major battle that cost, thousands or hundreds of thousands of people's lives. But in any case, he said, we need to remember all of these fallen soldiers. The Civil War, I don't know if everyone realizes, especially if you're not in the U.S., is still it's the war that the U.S. has been involved in that's caused the most lives in our entire history. So in all the history of the U.S., every war we've been involved in. And I'm kind of hoping that that's a record that won't get broken. I don't have the actual numbers, but if it's holding that strong, it's not worth trying to look forward to the next time that happens. So let's call that a watermark that we never want to reach again. In any case, after World War I, the day was broadened to include all of the fallen soldiers from all of the U.S. wars and was renamed Memorial Day. In 1971, two things happened with Memorial Day. First, it was recognized as an official U.S. holiday. Up until then, it was a holiday, but not something that the government recognized as, take the day off type of thing. And the second, it was changed to from the 30th of May to the last Monday in May, making it a three-day weekend for federal employees. So specifically, this was a way of making Memorial Day a three-day holiday for employees of the U.S. government. It ended up happening, spreading out to a lot of our normal businesses as well. Not everybody gets Memorial Day off, especially if you're in retail, but a lot of office workers, and especially if you're a government agency, you're not working Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend. There are those who feel like the date shouldn't have been changed from the 30th. They argue that by changing it and making it a three-day weekend, it takes away some of the meaning of having, taking out some time to remember our fallen soldiers. I definitely see their point, and I think that kind of leads to, my mistake last week and just a lot of people in general who think, Memorial Day, it's the start of summer and it's a three-day weekend. Great. But it's more than that. But there's rarely a perfect solution to anything, so I don't expect that the three-day weekend is going to leave us any time in the near future. Now, it's hard to talk about Memorial Day without thinking about Veterans Day. So if Memorial Day is about, fallen soldiers, Veterans Day is about those who are still alive. Now, technically, Veterans Day is a celebration of all soldiers, all veterans anyway, whether you're alive or you lost your lives or, just after the war or whatever the case. But specifically, we try to focus Veterans Day on the veterans, the living veterans, and we celebrate them. Now, Veterans Day is on November 11th every year. It came in 1919 was the very first Veterans Day. That was about a year. It was the year anniversary after World War I. Now, it wasn't called Veterans Day at the time. Instead, it was called Armistice Day. And I think I'm saying that correctly. But in 1938, it became an official holiday. And in 1954, Eisenhower changed the name to Veterans Day. Now, Veterans Day is something that's not just celebrated in the U.S. Great Britain, France, Australia, Canada all have a similar concept around or on November 11th, celebrating the veterans of World War I and World War II. So this is something that, you know, all of the allies of the World Wars kind of came together and said, hey, we should remember these people. So now, Labor Day and Memorial Day, those are the two that get confused the most, I think, because, again, they're on either end of the U.S. summer. Labor Day has nothing to do with veterans or the military. Labor Day actually pays tribute to the achievements of American workers in the late 19th century. So this is like late 1800s. It turns out that Labor Day is actually a holiday where in the late 1800s, it was very common that the American worker worked 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even young children were working in mills and factories and mines. And Labor Day was like this working man holiday where it said, nope, we're not working on this day. And not only that, it sort of started a workers' revolution, or at least it kind of embodied that at the time, where it's like, we want workers' rights. You had a lot of unions forming at these times, and really could just kind of American workers pushing back and saying, you know, we need to work reasonable hours and reasonable times. It turned into an American holiday very quickly after that. I think within like a decade or so after the first Labor Day was observed, became an official U.S. holiday. And a lot of that had to do with what the labor unions and stuff were doing at that time. And it was part of a negotiation to get Labor Day like an official holiday. So Labor Day, like I said, there's a lot of history behind that day as well. This weekend, we just celebrated Memorial Day. One thing to note on Memorial Day, like there's the time of remembrance on Memorial Day is 3 p.m. And so if you're celebrating Memorial Day and that when you're listening to this, you just got done celebrating. But in the future, think about it. 3 p.m., that's really a time to just take a moment and pause and just kind of, I don't know, a thank you to all the people who have served in the military and gave their lives for what they believed in for their country. And so anyway, for now, I hope everyone had a safe weekend with friends and family. We'll be back tomorrow with a much lighter subject. I'll be talking with Kitty about king making in games. And thanks for continuing to listen to the podcast, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.